Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 26th of June, recording at 9:12 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights, and more of the same. Stock markets mostly soft in here. Nervous conditions continue. Some went up. The Chinese A and B share indices, which have been quite weak, they started weak, and then rallied and closed up on the day. India, the Nifty, was up in here today, although it's still in this trading range. European markets are all down on the day, I believe, at least all the ones that I can see right now. And Wall Street, just like yesterday, it coughed up a pretty good gain. Well, I think the Dow was up about 70 at one stage, and but closed down 14, so a little lower on Wall Street. Government bonds mixed, with the gilts and the bunds rallying a little bit. JGBs have rallied a little bit. The U.S. Bond market is slightly weaker in here today. These are futures that I'm talking about, bond prices. And the U.S. dollar is slightly lower in here today, at least the U.S. dollar index is, but off the lows, but it's continued to drift down. Crude oil took a hit in here today, down 141 on the close. That takes it back to 67.77. And precious metals, they were really thumped in here today as some support levels gave way. Silver down 65 cents in after-hours trading. That's an acceleration. And gold down 8.92 as I speak. Much smaller in palladium, down 4.35. And platinum down 23. 3.4. Industrial metals were all lower in here today, and nickel again leading the way down as its predictable medium-term correction continues. And the soft commodities were mostly weaker. There were some exceptions. Cotton was up, sugar was also up on the day among the ones that I've seen. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Starting with these stock markets, I mentioned these nervous conditions here, and there's a lot of bearish talk that's been flying around, as you will be well aware. There's nothing new about that. We've been hearing that pretty much all year long. The same worries that have existed, that have been bandied around in the press, are still being aired, ranging from the U.S. economy to interest rates to the bull having run too long and this sort of thing. From my own perspective, I think that this is one of those ranging reactions towards the mean, represented by the 200-day moving averages best seen on the weekly charts. The overall upward trends for equities are still intact. Some sideways to modestly lower ranging would actually be fairly bullish overall. But there's always a risk when markets are coming off that slides begin to gather pace. Although we haven't really seen too much of that, at least not so far. Now, some of the things that I have talked about often, I felt that if bond yields were to take off again on another sharp rise, that would be quite bearish and would tip the reaction for global stock markets into a full-blown correction, but that's not happening right now. And I don't really see any reason why bond yields should rally sharply. Now, markets have a mind of their own, as you know, dictated by crowd sentiment. So they don't necessarily have to have a clear logical reason to do something. But in terms of clear logical reasons, if I cite inflationary pressures, well, there's been a lot of talk about agriflation recently. And that story has pushed further towards page one. It's usually a little bit overdone when it gets that far. And we have seen upward pressure abate for a good many of these agricultural commodities quite recently. Nevertheless, they have certainly risen this year more often than not. The metal prices are certainly off the boil. Any central banker looking at gold on, as an inflation indicator will feel relaxed about that, with bullion here at 642 at the moment. And therefore, and again, the U.S. economy is, well, it's avoiding the recession that I felt it would avoid. Or it certainly appears to be, but it's hardly a tower of strength in here. So I think that really, in terms of the factors that would have worried me, mainly those long-dated government bond yields and further resources inflation, we're certainly getting a breather on both those fronts. And as I said a moment ago, I do not see a logical reason for the bond yields to go higher. So what I'm saying is that this environment overall is consistent, in my view, with the ranging reaction that I have talked about for global stock markets to correct the short-term overbought conditions. Seasonally, June going into July, summer months, it's not the best period for stock markets overall. So that's a little bit of a headwind for equities, perhaps. But I think that we'll probably see these markets higher before year end. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see some reasonable gains, if not in the third quarter of the year and the fourth quarter of the year. And again, this remains the third year of the U.S. presidential election cycle, which is the most bullish on average, as you know. Okay, in terms of government bonds, I don't expect much beyond a technical rally, but I think a certain amount of nervousness in stock markets, plus the sharp rise that we had seen in long-dated government bond yields, has tempted some investors back into those issues now temporarily. Now, in terms of currencies, as I mentioned in my introduction that the or my quick review that the dollar does continue to slide in here, and I think that will remain the case unless I've underestimated the stock market setback. And if we were to see stock markets fall quite sharply in here, that would weigh on other currencies against the dollar. Also, the yen's a little bit stronger in here. We are getting these constant, almost daily, low-key murmurings coming out of Japan to the effect that traders should not regard the yen's trend as a one-way street, this sort of thing. I think I mentioned a day or two ago that the yen's a little bit oversold, and we might see it steady up. But we haven't had any clear change in the yen's trend overall, and that low interest rate. I think interest rates will probably go up in September. Or August, probably more likely August, following the upper house election in Japan. But what are we talking about? A quarter point hike, which would take the basic rate up to 0.75 So 0.75%, that's hardly going to cause people to panic in the carry trade, at least not for yen reasons or interest rate reasons. If they panic in the carry trade, it'll be because people want to run for cash because stock markets are not doing well enough and commodity markets are not doing well enough, or any of the other markets that they have where they hold leveraged positions. That's a risk in here, and we've seen some of that today with unwinding of precious metal positions overall. I haven't done well in terms of my trading and forecasting on these precious metals here recently because I was positioned to see them move up. I felt they were cheap, I still do, and they're certainly cheaper today than they were yesterday or have been recently, and there has been some erosion of support levels. So these precious metals are still searching for a reaction low. They're still testing previous lows. Silver, spot silver has fallen back to where it was in January. And short-term indicators are oversold, but as I've said before, we need some clear evidence that support is being encountered here to stem this decline overall. And crude, a little bit of a dip back into that previous trading range that we were seeing overall. Commodities, I sense that given all the front page talk that we've had on commodities, that we're seeing a little bit of a medium-term correction in some, not all of these markets. And that will do no harm to sentiment regarding stock markets, I shouldn't have thought. And I think that's pretty much it. Owen's back tomorrow, which will be good news, I think, all around. And we'll get to hear about his latest impressions on Beijing. Meanwhile, all or China in general. Meanwhile, all the best.